riding in the bed of the truck through Mexico. Over there, that's cool. Like, they don't trip on that.
We did that when we were younger, Ralph, but we were working. We were going to the fields.
Dang.
Yeah.
How old are you? That was a long time ago, the fields.
57.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't, people still, I mean, I haven't seen, people still ride in the bed of a pickup truck?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I live out in the country, so out there, yeah.
So you have a pickup truck?
Yeah. Okay. We got a few. One of them runs. But yeah, we used to go.
You used spare parts?
Yeah.
You know, you got.
My grandma used to take us to yell at prostitutes in Mexico.
What?
Yeah. So, like, she would take us to the movies. It's a border town we'd be at. It's called Matamoros. So she'd take us over to Brownsville, Texas to go to the movies.
Right.
And then she'd take us back across, and it'd be about, like, 11 p.m., and she'd take us to a park, and we'd be out there at the park. And then after that, she'd take us to a little corner store where they got women in bikinis that serve you, like, liquor and stuff.
Yeah.
And we weren't buying liquor, though. We were just buying, like, chips and sodas.
Oh, I thought you were talking about buying something else.
But one time, I yelled at one of the bikini ladies to call me. So then my grandma started driving around to, like, where there would be, like, hookers and stuff. And then we'd all just yell, like, let me get your number and stuff. And then she would drive off. And she would just laugh. So I had a great childhood.
Great, it was like that, huh?
Yeah. She was fun.
Why do you feel that, and I feel this exact same way, that grandparents are so instrumental in minority communities?
I don't know. I think within minority communities, and I'm not trying to, like, disrespect white people. Maybe it's not a
color. Because we can only speak to what we know.
Yeah,
maybe it's not a color thing. Yeah.
Maybe it's like a money thing. But
right.
I think that when you have less, you cherish your family more.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe, like, the grandparents get a lot wiser in minority communities.
Mm-hmm.
I think in minority communities, our grandparents were the first to realize that If you raise your kids right, you can spoil your grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
But if you spoil your kids, you end up raising your grandkids.
Correct.
So I think my grandma knew, like, all right, well, I got to raise them now. But yeah. At the same time, like, he ain't my kid, so I can spoil him.
Because he get bad, I send him back to his mom and dad.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
From called Las Lomas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like a kick your shoes off type of vibe. Like, the whole little town, everybody knows everybody. It's a dirt road town. I could walk barefoot, shirtless through the whole town.
Right.
Walk, like, you got to move to the side so the herd of cows can walk through.
Damn.
Like, it's cool, man. You see the beach right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would say the difference is right there. You just be more casual. Whereas over here, like, if I walk around without a shirt, people probably think I'm on drugs or something. You know?
They do.
If I'm barefoot and shirtless.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
So, like, I don't know. Out there, it's just... You feel a little more relaxed, I think.
My grandparents, like, I lived with my mom's mom and dad, grandparents.
Where did you grow up at?
I grew up in South Georgia.
Okay.
They raised us. When we got an opportunity to go with my dad's parents, they didn't get an opportunity to see us much. So we got whatever we wanted.
Mm.
We go to the store, we get any kind of cereal we want. We got hamburgers with hamburger buns. We got hot dogs with hot dog buns. We got honey buns. We got all kind of stuff. And then we go back, like, I remember telling my brother, man, I sure wish we could stay with Grandma Charlie because, ooh, it was such a vast difference between the two. Did you notice a difference between grandparents?
I grew up great. We always had hot dog buns.
Now, normally you get hot dogs, you know, hot dogs with light whip. I guess y'all call it white bread. Yeah. See, we call it lightning bread. But yeah.
Lightning bread?
Yeah.
Or we just call it sandwich bread. Why you call it lightning bread?
I don't know. That's just what they call it in the South. And so
lightning bread.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start using that.